I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What a bunch of freaks in the White House and around the White House. What exactly is going on here? Why is this happening in this country? We'll talk about that tonight. We have Dr. Ben Carson, Carrie Lake's going to talk about the new right, and Boris Johnson in the UK. Should you care? Do I care? We'll talk about that coming up on I'm Right. Welcome to I'm Right. It's time for This Week in Wokeism. You want to know something that sucks? No, I'm not making a pun. Don't. You want to know something that sucks? All the perverted filth that's out there now. And here, look, it sucks for a lot of reasons, right? But here's one of the main reasons it sucks. This show, I'm Right, it's a family show. I have always told you, it always has been, it always will be. I love that you sit down and you watch with your family. And it will always be that way. But we have to cover this nasty filth. And yet me, our great production staff, we sit down and we go through all the disgusting people out there now and everything we're doing. And we rack our brains thinking about, I mean, can we show this to the 7-year-old kid who's there watching with his parents? Can we talk about this? Look, we have to talk about it. We do. Some of this stuff that's going on these days, I mean, way beyond the White House, some of the stuff that goes on is shocking. I've told you this before, and I really genuinely mean it. You think it's bad now. Remember, this only gets worse from here. These people aren't stopping. They're not slowing down on all this perverted stuff. They're accelerating, and we'll get to that here in a minute. Within 10 years, write this down, Mr. Producer, within 10 years, you are going to see, you know those little drop boxes you see on the online forms that used to be Mr. or Mrs., you know, Miss, whatever? And now they're all he, him, hers, they, theirs. It's all these weirdo freak things. You're going to start seeing MAP on that drop-down list within 10 years. You know what MAP stands for? Minor Attracted Persons. Yeah, they already have a term for it. That's how deep, depraved, and evil this stuff has gotten. And again, it's not like they're ashamed or backing off or slowing down. They're wading into it. We talked a little bit earlier this week about Sam Brinton. He's a big-time guy in the Biden administration with the Department of Energy. This guy is into something. See, again, I don't want to have to show that, but that's who he is. He's into something called pup play. I don't even want to talk about that. Here was us earlier this week talking to Raheem Kassam about this.
We found that Sam Brinton had actually defended in an article for an LGBT website called The Advocate. He had defended another LGBT directed website. This one was called rentboy.com. Now, rentboy is a British colloquialism that sort of stems from these upper class establishment pedophiles, effectively, who rent young boys. It has been a long-standing, you know, I hate to say joke, but it is a long-standing joke in British political circles that this is commonplace in our politics, unfortunately, and if anybody's following along with British politics right now, there have been several of those incidences in our politics at least this year. But rentboy.com was really targeted internationally. It was targeted all over the world, and that included the United States. In 2015, the federal government took umbrage with what it saw was rentboy.com's fast and loose application of its own rules and indeed the law as it pertained to underage males. That is boys we're talking about here, people who are not legally able to give consent. And it turned out that rentboy.com was promoting prostitution amongst people like that. When the feds raided rentboy.com and charges were made and indictments were made back then, and the website is now shuttered, there was one person who stood up for that website, and that was Sam Brinton.
He's now part of Joe Biden's White House. rent boy. Look, if you need a minute to vomit, go vomit. That's fine. And it's not as if, look, hey, maybe this is a one-off. Something got swept under the rug. Somebody didn't do the proper vetting. You know, hey, just one freak. This is a consistent thing around this White House, around, frankly, America's communists now, America's Democratic Party. This is what they are now. You ever heard of Jerry Harris? I never have, but apparently he was part of this big Netflix show called Cheer. He campaigned with Joe Biden in 2020. Here he is campaigning with Joe Biden.
Jerry, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, Mr. Biden.
How you doing, man?
Mr. Biden, thank you for this amazing opportunity. I'm so happy I get to talk with you. It is a privilege to be a part of this important conversation, and it's really an honor just to meet you.
I'd like to spend the day with you.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Well, I guess we can meet one another when this coronavirus is
absolutely real. Absolutely. I would love that. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
He was just sentenced to 12 years in prison for child pornography and soliciting minors. So, I mean, maybe him and Joe do have a lot to talk about. And no, I'm not going to apologize for what I'm about to say. Joe Biden himself, personally, not just the people around him. How many pictures and videos have you seen? No, I'm not going to gloss over it. I'm not going to get by. It's not normal for an adult male to constantly be pawing at and sniffing young females, oftentimes children. This is a consistent thing, and people have tried to pass this off as just, oh, he's just an old man. He just loves kids. I've spent tons of time around old men at VFWs, VA hospitals, and people in my own family. I've never seen a single old man ever conduct himself that way around children. Maybe Joe and Jerry did have a lot to talk about if they ever did end up meeting. And I'm not the only one who sees this. There's a comedian out there, Andrew Schultz, right now. I thought it was hilarious, and it's true.
There was a month where every child within 2 feet of him, he bear hug and sniff their head. You don't remember that? One whole month, every single kid just... They started giving him Jewish kids so there'd be a little protection. He was yanking off yarmulkes and just sniffing dandruff off their skulls, bro. Even his son Hunter was like, you sure that's dandruff? The whole family's interesting.
All right, it's funny, but it is true, right? And it goes well beyond Joe Biden, Joe Biden's administration. It goes well beyond some Netflix actor. This is something now that apparently is common throughout society. Why is it the left continues, the communists continue to tell us all this drag stuff and trans stuff and all this stuff? It's totally innocent, it's fun, it's whatever they decide. And yet these people are constantly getting busted for horrific things. We have a, quote, award-winning transvestite, what awards I don't know, nor do I care to know, was just charged with 25 counts of child pornography in Pennsylvania. What's this person's title? Youth advisor. It's time, as a parent myself, if you're a parent, if you're a child, it's time to start understanding we are surrounded by wolves. Wolves now, with their eyes on our children. And look, there, like I said, there is no bottom. Stop. But there is no bottom. It's not as if we've reached some low point when it comes to this stuff and society's finally had enough and they've decided to reverse it. Oh, no. There was this famous, quote, queer-owned business in Philadelphia. Oh, that's what they bragged about. Libs of TikTok, to their credit, dug all this up. Queer-owned business, very proud to be queer-owned, just had to shut its doors. Why? Because they weren't quite communist enough. They weren't quite woke enough. And here's a reminder to you, this is all just a different version of communism. This is all just cultural Marxism. You see, the communists were never going to sell American workers, that they were oppressed and had life really terrible because American workers had life pretty good here. So they decided to change the language and find other cracks in our society. That's why they focused on this, on the feminists, on the civil rights stuff, the LGBTQ insanity, the climate change insanity. This is all just standard communism, and standard communism is a religion of destruction and domination. And by the way, it's not just the present, it's the past. You remember the show Friends? You probably didn't watch it, obviously it wasn't my thing, but I think every woman in the country watched Friends. Well, there was a show, an episode apparently, where one of the guys, his mom or his dad, turned into a trans or something like that. Yeah, the creator of the show, well, here.
It's lovely to meet you.
So, are you his mother or his father? What? I've never seen one before.
There's Ross. Why don't you go talk to him?
I didn't even have a chance to act as though I'm okay with it.
Hello, all. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mr. Bing.
Creator of the show had to apologize for that, for not using the proper pronouns. It's not just the present, it's the past. Frankly, it's everything. You know how I just said there's no bottom? You know all the outrage about Disney, and you've seen the net worth of Disney plummet, and you've seen movies, Disney movies like Lightyear, go into the tank and not sell because people are tired of this stuff. Disney isn't sitting back and saying, oh, whoopsie, let's change course. Oh no, they're coming out with a brand new Spider-Man, gay. A brand new Popeye, gay. Maybe you're excited to take little Aiden, Jaden, and Brayden to the new Marvel Thor movie, right? Who doesn't love Thor, right? God of Thunder! Well, watch this and tell me how excited you are.
Is it safe to say that this is the gayest movie ever made in the MCU?
I love that reading of it. Yes, I love that.
I mean, you're flying on rainbows. There, I mean, or am I imagining it? Like,
I mean, that is the core of the comics. I feel like that's where it all started. It's very true to the source material, I think.
You're gonna give them your money? Just because Aiden wants to go see the new Marvel movie? Are you going to be a parent and say no? Are you going to say, okay, I mean, if that's what you want? Or are you going to put your money where your morals are? All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. We have the great Dr. Ben Carson. He's going to join us next. Now, speaking of destruction, it's not just the family unit they're destroying, America itself. They're also destroying the value of your dollar. I don't think I have to explain that to you. You can feel that every time you fill up your car with gas or go buy hamburger at the grocery store. You know this. What can you do about that? Nothing. That's what sucks about it. We're powerless, right? We didn't make these mistakes. These scumbag politicians made these mistakes. We have to live with it. All we can do is try to be prepared. How do you do that? You get some precious metals in your hands. I want to emphasize, in your hands. Not held for you somewhere in a vault. Oh, we've got some stuff for you. In your hands. I love Oxford Gold Group for a lot of reasons. One, they've treated my own family so well. I love that. They're just really great people to work with. Two, they deliver gold to your front door. To your front door. Something in your possession. No matter what happens to the dollar, you'll have value. Call 833-995-GOLD and tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
Before we bring in Dr. Carson, let's just just make sure you understand, the National Education Association, the biggest labor group in the United States of America, they're currently meeting in Chicago. What are they meeting for? Well, it's their annual conference, and they're trying to figure out how to teach your kids transgenderism, climate change. They're removing the words mother and father, climate justice, environmental justice, every bit of insanity that's being pushed out there now. The National Education Association is currently meeting and figuring out how to push it onto your children, whether you like it or not. Joining me now, the great Dr. Ben Carson. He's the founder of the American Conservative Institute and also littlepatriotlearning.com if you'd like your child to not be immersed in filth all the time. Doctor, I'm not even that old. I'm 40. When I was a kid, I never heard about any of this stuff in school. In kindergarten, we learned things like ABCs. In history, we learned history. This stuff, when did all this happen?
Well, you know, this has been going on for a very long time. Fortunately, if there's anything that's good that came out of COVID, we learned by having a chance to look and take an in-depth analysis what they were actually teaching our children, which is propaganda. And, you know, this emanates from a strong desire that has been there for a long time to fundamentally change this nation. And what's the best way to do that? To indoctrinate the kids. You know, even the Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Vladimir Lenin, Marxist, said, give me your children to teach for 4 years, and the seed that I sow will never be uprooted. So this is quite intentional what is going on. And that's one of the reasons that at American Cornerstone Institute, our Little Patriots learning program was instituted. Basically, we want to make sure that our children get the right information about this country, about its founding principles, faith, liberty, community, and life. And this program, this learning program, which is coming out, which basically is called Star Spangled Adventures, beautiful cartoon series. We hired the best of the best from Disney and Pixar, who were not woke, by the way. And they have created these lesson plans around each episode, which comes out on a monthly basis. And here's the best part, it's free of charge. We've gotten tremendous underwriters, as well as people like the listeners who've contributed and made it possible to make this free for people. We also have children's books. The newest one called Red, White, and Blue, Our Flag Matters to Me and You. And all the proceeds from that book are plowed right back into the program so that we can continue to offer new material. But Red, White, and Blue helps our children to understand significance of our flag. The little boy finds a tattered, torn flag, and then Liberty Eagle, the guide, comes and explains what the red is, the white, the blue, the stars, the stripes, what liberty actually means, the people who fought for it, and why we should honor our flag and those who represent our country. And Liberty Eagle also has a right wing and a left wing. And can't fly with two right wings or two left wings, but can fly majestically when they work together. We try to teach our young people not to hate each other, not to resent each other, but to learn how to work with each other, even if you have different opinions about things, because you cannot have a diverse society with a my way or the highway mentality that only results in destruction.
Doctor, you were the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under President Trump. What did you see, especially when it came to kids and how COVID and how all this insanity impacted kids in this country?
Well, I think it's still impacting kids. Yeah. You know, can you imagine what it would be like to be a little child, have to wear a mask, not being able to see facial expressions, being told that you may be harboring some horrible disease, even though you don't feel bad, and it's not that dangerous to you, you may pass it on to your grandmother, who is elderly and you may kill her. Now you're feeling guilty when your grandmother dies. You're told if you're white that you're an oppressor and all your relatives are oppressors. If you're black or minority, you're a victim. If you believe you're a victim, you are a victim, by the way. And then on top of all that, you may not be a girl or a boy. Can you imagine what that does to a child who's trying to develop their self-image? I mean, it's child abuse, what we're doing to these children. And, you know, we have a real responsibility to them to step up to the plate here and challenge all of this and not just complain about it, but create new content. And that's what we're doing, creating new content. And because of generous underwriters, making it free of charge to people, so that we can get them to understand who we are as a nation, to appreciate who we are. You know, we're not each other's enemies. We're allowing the purveyors of hatred and division to prevail here and create problems where none exist.
American Cornerstone Institute, go gobble it up. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Carrie Lake, she's running for governor in Arizona. She proudly waves the banner of the new right. We're going to talk to her about that. What might be coming for Arizona? It'd be nice to see someone like that elected. But let's talk about your health insurance first. I know nobody likes shopping for health insurance. Nobody likes talking about health insurance. It's not exactly the sexy topic at the dinner table, right? But we do have to put our money where our morals are, do we not? We talk about it all the time. Go look up your health insurance company. Go look up their values, and then look up One Share Health, the faith-based insurance company that gives you the same great coverage, frankly, at a better price. I mean, 24/7, telehealth, mental health services, dental, vision, whatever you need, they have it all, and you can feel good about paying your health insurance premium. Have you ever felt good about paying your health insurance premium? Go to my.onesharehealth.com/Kelly. Use the promo code Jesse Kelly, that gets you an extra discount. Go now. Put your money where your morals are. We'll be back.
Arizona is under attack. I'm Carrie Lake. As governor, I will issue a declaration of invasion. Finish President Trump's wall. Blow up the cartel's drug tunnels and surveillance drones, and deploy the Arizona National Guard to stop illegals from entering. Arizona is our home, and I will do everything in my power to defend our families.
Endorsed by President Trump, Carrie Lake for governor.
Joining me now, running for governor in Arizona, Carrie Lake. By the way, early voting is going on right now. Early voting's huge in Arizona. I know, because it cost me two elections there. Carrie, what does declaring an invasion mean? What does that mean exactly?
Well, it allows us to basically utilize the U.S. Constitution to save our state. Article 1, Section 10 allows a state, when they're being invaded and in imminent danger, to step forward and protect their citizens and protect their territory. It's right there in the Constitution, and that's what we're going to do when we have an invasion. So we have to declare an invasion. That's what's happening on our border. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. Look at the video. If you go to the border, you see people just flooding in. And Joe Biden's handed over operational control of our border to the cartels. So that allows us to then start protecting our border. We're going to send the National Guard down there. We're going to stop people from coming over. And we're going to resume the construction of President Trump's wall and finish that project.
Carrie, a lot of people, especially in states that aren't on the border, really don't fully grasp, because you can't fully grasp what it's like to live along a border that is unsecured. I remember walking with ranchers down in Douglas who told me they have to use the buddy system and carry weapons to go get the mail. I mean, Americans, frankly, in North Dakota, nothing wrong with North Dakota, they don't know what it's like to have to carry weapons to go get the mail. This is how Americans are living in this country.
You have neighborhoods where people just run across the border and they're running through neighborhoods. My daughter up in Phoenix was at an area shopping center, and she said there was a little boy about 12 years old. He said he was obviously here illegally. He didn't speak any English, wandering around the parking lot, just asking people in Spanish, "Are you my cousin? Are you my cousin?" And my daughter speaks Spanish, so she was able to detect what was going on, and they called the police. But we've got people just roaming around. They don't know where to go, and they're taking services that are meant for Arizonans. The food banks, the hospitals in some of these border towns, and even not in border towns, further into Arizona, are struggling. They're being overwhelmed. Not to mention the cartels pumping in record amounts of drugs and killing our young people. I've talked to so many parents who've lost 19-year-olds, 22-year-old children to a fentanyl poisoning. This is not a drug overdose. This isn't people who are junkies. This is people who took one Xanax pill, or so they thought, and end up dead from a poisoning. And it's happening in our country. This is China working through the cartels to deliver this poison to America, to weaken this country, weaken our young people, and take us out. And we need a strong governor to protect a state like Arizona. And that is what you're going to get in me. I'm not going to put up with this crap anymore. I'm going to stand between Arizona and the illegitimate president named Joe Biden, and I'm going to push back on these cartels. I'm not afraid of any of this. If we don't do it now, we won't have a state and we won't have a country.
Speaking of illegitimate, I'm just baffled at how much the mainstream media, frankly, every part of our system, now speaks about the election in terms that the communists decided we should speak about it as. Totally fair, safest, and most secure ever. Anytime you bring up anything about ballots, about 100% precinct turnout, you always get things like, well, that's been debunked, which is total crap. It has not been debunked at all. Why do you think, I mean, even half the people on our side, Carrie, they're scared to bring this up. We have videotape. It's on video. I can see video. My eyes work.
We've got a mountain of evidence. I get so sick of so-called journalists saying there's no evidence, and it's like do I have to sit there, pull your eyes open, and place the evidence in front of you? Do a little digging. Be a journalist. You don't even have to dig. It's all out there. But what they're doing, Jesse, is they're tied to that paycheck they're getting from the corporate news. They are chained to that paycheck. They want to continue their lifestyle with their big paycheck, and they want to continue with that so they'll continue the lies that the corporate media is requiring, they say. They call it the big lie. We all know what's going on, and we just need to wake up more people, because unfortunately people are still believing some of the corporate news. But I've gotten, somebody handed me the ratings the other day from our local news in Arizona. Boy, have they dropped. Year to year, from May to May, they've dropped by half. And since the election, they're almost to the point where they can't pay the electric bills to keep the lights on. And one of our number one shows here in Arizona had 2,000 viewers. Their ability to reach 6.5 million people as viewers, and they had 2,000 people watching their news program. That tells you they are... they're obsolete.
They are. They're pulling out. And by the way, as a note to Republicans across the country at every single level, stop treating the media like media and start treating them like the opposition party that they are. If you'd like to know what that looks like, here's Carrie Lake going after CNN. This is how it's done, people.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you. CNN.
You don't have a mask on anymore. What's
we're
going
outside.
On?
Do you have a minute to chat?
Well, we're 6 feet apart.
Do you have a minute to chat?
I'll do an interview.
Okay.
As long as it airs on CNN Plus. Does that still exist? Yeah. I didn't think so, because the people don't like what you guys are peddling, which is propaganda. Thank you.
Involuntary servitude. Carrie, why is that so difficult for everyone else? I mean, honestly, these people, they behave as if they're the opposition party, because that's exactly what they are. They're the communication wing of the Democratic Party. And yet so much of the Republican Party tries to be loved by somebody who inherently hates them. I don't understand this.
Oh, I know. They just wanted me to say, oh, thank you, CNN, for allowing me to have an interview with you. And you know what? I don't want to be on CNN. They are propagandists, and I need to put them in their place. We happen to be rolling video, and had no idea that we'd have that quick interaction with her. Kind of we're winging it there. But you're right, they need to be put in their place. These are people who are truly rooting for the destruction of America in the coverage they're putting out there. Their failure to cover what happened in our election, their failure to be honest with the people of America, their failure to cover the Hunter Biden laptop, which shows Hunter Biden and his dad, Joe Biden, working with and taking payoffs from our enemies and other countries, putting other countries ahead of America. It's outrageous, and not to mention some of the sexual deviant things that were revealed on that laptop. If the American people would have had that information, it would have affected how they voted. But you're right, these people are working for the DNC, and frankly, they are rooting for the demise of America with the way they're covering this country.
Carrie, what's the new right mean to you?
You know, I think it means America first, and I'm inspired by President Trump. That's one of the reasons I'm running. I saw a regular guy, an outsider to politics, jump in, and within the first month of his presidency, he started getting stuff done. He started ticking off things on his to-do list and putting America first and accomplishing things, even though he was being beat down by the swamp and the media. His America First policies put us on track for success. So I think the new right is citizen politicians stepping forward and serving their country and being leaders in their country and doing right by the people of this country. And that's what we're doing. And we don't lay down when we're being beat up. We stand up and we fight back. And that's what we need more now than ever.
Carrie Lake, go get them. Rooting for you.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Should we care about the UK? I mean, Boris Johnson resigned. I don't even know what that means. Why did this guy resign? What's wrong with his hair? Let's find out if we should actually give a crap. We're going to find out about that next. Before we get to that, though, 50% testosterone levels today are 50% of what they were 50 years ago. Men are weaker. Women are weaker. We are unhealthier. Look at America's life expectancy now. We are fat, weak, and unhealthy. A lot of that's because we have estrogens in the plastics, estrogens in the water. Then there's CHOQ, C-H-O-Q. The most hardcore anti-communist people I have ever worked with in my entire life, and they have natural, not medical chemical filth, natural herbal supplements. They have a male vitality stack, fellas. Father Time's undefeated. Go take it. I take it all the time. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. They have a female vitality stack, ladies. They have 30% off. Go to choq.com and use the code Jesse, and that gets you 30% off anything in the store. My wife always makes us these superfood healthy smoothies, and she puts like the dark chocolate things from CHOQ on there. Just trust me. choq.com, promo code Jesse. Go.
And to you, the British public, I know that there will be many people who are relieved, and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world.
That's British PM Boris Johnson resigning. Well, I don't know about these politics. I don't know why. I don't know anything about it. So let's bring in our man, Oliver Lane, of course, with Breitbart News London. He's the bureau chief over there to break this down for us ugly Americans in a way we can understand. Oliver, why is Boris Johnson resigning?
Well, that's a good question. And a lot of people ask themselves that over here as well. On the face of it, taking the legacy media headlines, if you will, this is all about a sexual privacy scandal that blew up in the UK Parliament last week. What this comes down to is a man called Mr. Pincher, normative determinism enforcer, you can decide that, who Boris Johnson elevated to a relatively senior position in his government to become a whip, as the office is called. It was consequently revealed that Mr. Pincher had some bad habits. He could drink too much and was known to grope people at parties. This actually happened last week. He admitted to it and stood down. The questions there were therefore, did Boris Johnson know about this before the guy got the job? And what sort of reflection does this have on Boris Johnson? Boris Johnson, of course, initially denied ever having known about it, and then walks that back just hours later, saying actually he had been told this man had a proclivity to get a bit, you know, touchy-feely, gropey, as it were, when he'd had a few to drink, but decided to give him the job anyway. And it's the fact that evidently he had in fact lied about knowing this that's caused this sudden resignation of his supporters going out of the government from the cabinet. And it's that avalanche almost, I say almost, because while there's been a few big names who have gone, the vast majority of those, I think 59 to 60 individuals who've left the government in the past few hours, have been relatively minor characters. But nevertheless, it's been enough. I think the issue for Boris Johnson is that if he wants to stay in power, he's got to be able to sustain a government. And that means he's got to be able to fill cabinet seats. And if people in his government are leaving that quickly, he's simply run out of people to replace it. There's not going to be a government to run. And off he goes.
Okay. That was a great breakdown, but explain this to me. Maybe I'm just used to America's way of doing things. Our politicians now, they're all associated with scumbags. There's always someone getting busted who's close to a politician around here, and our politicians just lie about it or blow it off, and that guy resigns. Is this kind of the way it goes over there across the pond? If your best buddy you appointed turns out to be a dirtball, you have to resign, or is this abnormal?
Well, I think the distinct difference here is the volume of such scandals that we've had. So if you cast your mind back to December, January, this is really when it all started. And what we had was the Boris Johnson's rules on lockdowns. And what this means was during the coronavirus pandemic, the epidemic, whatever you want to call it, Boris Johnson threw the British people into one of the hardest, fastest lockdowns of any country on earth. And he created a system of rules that was so Byzantine, so complex, and he imposed these on the British people by force of law, using the police to enforce these rules. And yet he was unable himself to follow those rules. So you have, you know, the beginning of this sort of snowball scandal, if you like, in the UK, where it was revealed, you know, late last year, early this year, that Boris Johnson was not following the rules that he was enforcing on the rest of the British people himself. That's bad. Now, if you take my view on it, and, you know, I'm not saying you should, what's even worse than that, even worse that he was unable to keep his own rules, or at least he saw it as one rule for him and another for everybody else, was that he actually created these rules in the first place. When this man was making the pitch to become prime minister, he vaunted his libertarian credo. You know, he said that he was a, you know, real conservative, was going to, you know, cut taxes, make the state smaller. And there he was, the first sign of difficulty, creating these rules that were so fiendishly complex. No person in their right mind, no person with good faith could possibly follow them. And that's a terrible crime, really it is. But I'm afraid it got worse from there. So we had that initial scandal, so-called Partygate, where Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, was fined by police for breaking the laws he created. That's where it started. But actually since then, we've had a procession of other, sometimes minor, sometimes not, scandals, and they're very often probity scandals. People with, you know, peculiar sexual proclivities, substance abuse, money problems, etc. And the problem is, it's because of the way the Conservative Party works in the UK, these are people who are handpicked from the centre. These are, you know, Boris Johnson's lieutenants, his handpicked people. So it's always coming back to him at the centre. And what we're looking at here is a situation where we have a member of parliament who was imprisoned just weeks ago for touching young men, underage men. And then as soon as that prosecution went through, one of his colleagues in parliament was instantly in there, you know, to defend him. And, you know, that really didn't go down very well with the public at all. More and more like this. So we reached the point where we are last week with this latest scandal, feeding into this week where it was revealed Boris Johnson had lied. And this is what I mean by this, you know, this build-up of scandal, which leads us to the point where we are today, where Boris Johnson's at the podium saying, you know, I tried my best, but it wasn't good enough.
Okay, finally, Brexit. We all know Boris Johnson as being part of that whole thing, and we all heard all the doomsday prophecies if that thing went through. Well, what has been the final result of all that?
Well, we're not yet at final result point, and this is part of the issue. I was saying earlier on in this segment, you know, Boris Johnson had promised to join and govern as a Conservative. And the problem is he is a Conservative in name only. I know in the US you have Republicans in name only, rhinos. It's exactly the same. He leads nominally as the head of the Conservative Party, but actually he has failed to control mass migration in any meaningful way. In fact, you know, people voted for Brexit to get control over our borders again. That was a considerable reason why people actually did that vote. And rather than using that new power the British government has to get a hold of migration. Boris Johnson and his cabinet have actually considerably increased the number of people coming to this country. I said earlier on, he used to call himself a libertarian of sorts, not really a conservative point of view, but it's one that conservatives can get along with. But Britons now are under the greatest tax burden, I think, in 60 years. You know, this is not how a conservative governs. And this sort of failure to go back to your very basic principles feeds into Brexit as well. Okay, Boris Johnson has sort of delivered Brexit, but the fact is it's not done. And this is why I can't answer your question about, you know, how's that come out? The job's not done yet. Okay, we're outside of the European Union, but Northern Ireland, which is, you know, like to Britain as Alaska is, part of our country, but you know, non-contiguous as Alaska is with the United States, that's still effectively inside the European Union. We're still inside the European Court of Human Rights, and they're ruling against things the British government is doing. We're not sovereign yet. Boris Johnson has failed there. So that's something the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom is going to have to deal with.
Kind of a dud of a legacy he leaves behind. Oliver Lane, thank you so much, my man. I appreciate you.
Have a great show. Thanks for having me on.
All right. We got light in the mood next. There's a salty old dog out there. Apparently, you better keep your eyes on. We'll talk about that. Let's also talk about your allergies and why they suck. Look, I know what you're going through. Years and years and years since I was 10 years old, I took that over-the-counter allergy medication that you pop like pills all day long. I know you're not supposed to. I used to take more than one a day. That's how bad it was. You know, I don't even own allergy medication anymore. Eden Pure Thunderstorm. You'll hardly know it's there. It's this little black box, plugs right in the outlet in the wall. I keep one where I sleep, one where my sons sleep, and one in the general living area. It cleans your air all the time. Not only are all smells gone, and I mean all of them, pets, cooking, you name it, smells gone, I don't have allergies anymore. You can have a three-pack like I do for under $200 plus free shipping. That's $200 off. You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse, and that's what gets you $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse. Go enjoy being allergy-free. Fellas, you want to know how salty old-timers pick up chicks? we're gonna show you here in just a second on Light in the Mood. Before we do that, let's talk about something serious real quick. We've talked about this before. We're going to keep talking about it because these are financially hard times. People are looking right now, and they're looking for ways to cut costs. You're looking at your bills. I don't have money here. I don't. Are you stuck in a timeshare you don't want to pay for anymore? Annual fees doubling in some cases, special assessments, and they tell you, oh, nope, sorry, didn't read the fine print. You can't get out. You're stuck forever. You're not stuck forever. You're not. Make one phone call. Make one phone call to Lone Star Transfer. They have a success rate of, I kid you not, 99%. They guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare, and they do it in writing, and this is the wildest part to me, in a specific time frame. That's calling your shot right there. Give them a call. Give them a call. They're super laid back. 844-310-2646. 844-310-2646. Now, it's time for Light in the Mood, and one has to salute this salty old veteran who saw an opportunity, and he went right in.
Excuse me? Can I record you? What's the coolest thing you found here?
Best thing?
Yeah, what's the best thing?
You three, but my wife won't let me bring you home.
Oh, that's great. I'll see you tomorrow.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright. a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.